My 87-year-old father is a yard sale addict. He drives around collecting stuff, then distributes it to family and friends. And when my father believes you need something, he never takes no for an answer. Occasionally, he'll discover a treasure, like the gilded black Boston rocker in my family room, the perfect place to comfort a wailing child. Another time, he brought me a glorious gift, a stack of sheet music from the 1920s. I learned to play Ain't Got a Barrel of Money on my vintage ukulele, also a yard sale find. But often as not, my father's acquisitions fall into the dangerous or bizarre categories. Items he brought to my young boys included a giant stainless steel meat cleaver, a scythe, and at least two rusty machetes. When my son Ian turned 16, Dad presented him with a police scanner and a police light, the kind you fasten on top of a car. My husband and I assumed both items were illegal and made them disappear fast. And in the bizarre category? Well, how about a large cowboy canteen, not covered in tanned leather, as you might expect, but instead covered with hairy, smelly cowhide? You couldn't drink from it without having your stomach turn a wee bit. Recently, when Ian graduated from high school, Dad arrived with a massive cow skull mounted on a wooden plaque. That hunk of bone looked like the cranium of a triceratops. Across its expansive forehead, my father had inscribed Ian Prum in large black letters. I held my breath, waiting to see my son's response. Delight beamed from Ian's face. Turns out he is indeed his grandfather's grandchild. That is to say, lots of genetic material made the trip from Grandpa Jimmy to grandson Ian. My father's altruism is not always practical. Years ago, my great-aunt Angie, who lived near us in Connecticut, decided she didn't need her kitchen sink. I don't remember why. My parents in St. Petersburg, Florida, needed a sink. Maybe for their garage. I don't know. So one hot July day, my dad strapped great-aunt Angie's sink on top of our already stuffed sedan. Off we headed down the east coast to Florida, looking very much like a scrap metal yard on wheels. Any reasonable person would have calculated how much more expensive gas would be due to extra added weight and wind resistance. That reasonable person might have also factored in the risk of a costly lawsuit if we wound up crushing other motorists with an airborne sink. Most certainly we could have bought three sinks in Florida for the cost of hauling that huge hunk of steel. But that fact did not deter my father. He is the original reuse, recycle guy, arguably a man well ahead of his time. And the sad truth is that as much as I try to talk him out of scavenging, yard sales, and roadside remains, I always feel a tiny thrill when he pulls up to our house in his dented blue van. Maybe he'll present me with that 1924 Gibson mandolin I've yearned for all my life. Then again, he might just be handing me a pink 3-in-1 hairdryer, electric toothbrush, and avocado slicer for which I've never yearned. Regardless, Dad, thank you. It's the thought that counts.